thing I've been looking for. Upon these crumbling yellowed pages is the key to my revenge. No longer would I suffer their ridicule, ignorance, or prejudice. No longer would I rush quietly through the halls, desperate to avoid yet another encounter with their toothy insults and pointing fingers. Finally, they would learn some respect. Finally, they would learn to submit to me, Julian Mowgli. I whispered the words, careful not to awaken my idiot roommate, Harold. Tibi magnum, innominandum signa stellarum, nigrarum et buffiniformis sedocis signum. Nothing happened. I read them again, slightly louder, this time eliciting a tired groan from the slumbering fat boy. I felt an almost imperceptible vibration in the air. A shudder shook the room. Then, before my wide eyes, Harold's flabby body levitated above his bed. His eyes popped open, his hands grasped outwards in half-woken panic. His eyes began to bulge. Some thing shone in the pale light, some sort of cloud enveloping him. It slowly took on more depth as Harold's body contorted and stiffened. Soon I could make out horrid claws, mandibles, and grotesque sucking appendages. Things had taken a turn for the better.
Let's go! fighting feelings of panic, trying to remember the way out. That's when I felt it. A penetrating cold in my chest. I choked on my breath, unable to move, suddenly paralyzed.
Some safety in this chamber, but I know the barred door won't last much longer.